بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شرف بلاو الشيخ عارف بالله رومي و تبريز دورا شيخ العلماء العجم الشيخ حكيم محمد اقتصب نور الله مرقده. The title is مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا. ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا, ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا, میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا, میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا, خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی, خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی, عیش دو عالم ہوا جس پر فدا, عیش دو عالم ہوا جس پر فدا, میری حسرت کی بہاروں کو نہ پوچھ, میری حسرت کی بہاروں کو نہ پوچھ, اہل عشرت بن گئے میرے گدا, سب کی عشرت دل سے باہر ہو گئی, سب کی عشرت دل سے باہر ہو گئی, میری حسرت میرے دل میں ہے صدا, میری حسرت میرے دل میں ہے صدا, بے وفا عشرت ہے یا حسرت ہے میر, بے وفا عشرت ہے یا حسرت ہے میر, سوچ کر خود فیصلہ کر لو ذرا, خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی, عیش دو عالم ہوا جس پر فدا, ان کی رحمت میر پر سایہ فگن, ان کی رحمت میر پر سایہ فگن, گو بظاہر میر ہے غم میں پڑا, گو بظاہر میر ہے غم میں پڑا, خواجگی ان کی ہماری بندگی, خواجگی ان کی ہماری بندگی, جس طرح پالے تو ان پر رہ فدا, جس طرح پالے تو ان پر رہ فدا, خنجر تسلیم سے اے دوستو, خنجر تسلیم سے اے دوستو, ہو رہی ہے غیب سے صد جاتا, ہو رہی ہے غیب سے صد جاتا, اہل ظاہر کو خبر اس کی نہیں, اہل ظاہر کو خبر اس کی نہیں, جان حسرت کو ہے جو عشرت عطا, جان حسرت کو ہے جو عشرت عطا, عشرتیں تو دشمنوں کو بھی ملی, عشرتیں تو دشمنوں کو بھی ملی, عاشقوں کو
اپنا غم بخشا صدا، عاشقوں کو اپنا غم بخشا صدا، ساری دنیا کے مزے فانی ملے، ساری دنیا کے مزے فانی ملے، غیر فانی مجھ کو تیرا غم ملا، غیر فانی مجھ کو تیرا غم ملا، قبر کی جانب ہے جن کی منزلیں، قبر کی جانب ہے جن کی منزلیں، مستند ان کو نہ تو اپنا بنا، دشمنوں کو عیش آب و گل دیا، دشمنوں کو عیش آب و گل دیا، دشمنوں کو عیش آب و گل دیا، دوستوں کو اپنا درد دل دیا، دوستوں کو اپنا درد دل دیا، ان کو ساحل پر بھی طغیانی ملی، ان کو ساحل پر بھی طغیانی ملی، مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا، مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا، خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی، عیش دو عالم ہوا جس پر فدا، ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا، میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى، اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله مولانا العظيم. مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا، طوفانوں are the storms of the seas and ساحل is the shore. Usually when a person is on the shore, he's safe. And in the storms, when the sea is wild, raging, waves are wild, there is no safety. But Hazrat says, in the storms of the sea, Allah gave me the safety of the shores. That is, when a person has got problems, difficulties in this life, whether whatever problem, sometimes health problem, sometimes financial problems, domestic problems, all that, or temptations of sin, etc. But in all that, when a person go in that turbulences, when a person is connected with Allah Ta'ala, in the turbulences also, he's got the comfort and the safety of the shore. So it is necessary to be connected with Allah Ta'ala. Then when all these turbulences and storms of this worldly life, and everyone goes through them, ups and downs of life comes to everyone. But if you are connected with Allah, you feel comfort. You have got your support of life. Allah is there. You know who to turn to. You know you have got somebody to turn to. And not somebody that is imaginary, that is a friend, you ask him. But when you really need him, he says, I'm sorry. Now he's not there. He's not answering his phone. But Allah is that friend that Allah won't just leave the phone off the hook. or that Allah won't answer the phone. Allah is there for you. Condition is you make your connection with Allah Ta'ala. Then no matter what turbulences of life will come, you'll find, and you'll yourself, you'll have that solace, I've got Allah for me. And I can turn to Him anywhere, wherever you are, whatever difficulties, you can turn to Allah Ta'ala. Here in this world, you can have insurance, you can have AA road service, everything, but your phone is dead. You didn't charge your battery, now you are sitting there. So, but with Allah Ta'ala, you have that connection from your heart all the time. Inki janib rafta rafta le chala. Something took me gradually towards Allah. What is that that took me gradually all the time to Allah Ta'ala? Meri kashti ka, meri ghame na khuda. The captain of my ship, and the captain of my ship is that gham, that love of Allah. And that's why it's called gham, sorrow. Because the desires, temptations a person has, he doesn't fulfill them. So you feel sorrow, you're a human being. But for Allah's sake you did not fulfill them. Those things took me gradually all the way to Allah Ta'ala. So for which a person should not be afraid of all these temptations of dunya. Whether it is to have position, name, fame, woman, to fulfill one's desires, all those temptations. When haram of it, you don't fulfill, you are going towards Allah Ta'ala all the time. In fact, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali on one occasion told me that never ever make the dua also that Allah must take out the desire of sin from your heart. Because if there is no desire of sin, your progress stops. When you have that desire, but don't act on it. And that is the test, that is that sorrow. You want to fulfill that desire, but don't fulfill the haram desire. And that takes you closer to Allah. That is your fuel of reaching Allah Ta'ala. If you got no fuel in your car, how is it going to move? You need that fuel, and that fuel are those desires. But like the fuel is burnt out in the engine, burn out your desires. Don't let that fuel come into the engine and it doesn't burn. Your car will catch fire. Your whole car will be burnt out. So it has to be burnt out. And that is what gives the driving force. The more the car has got that steam in it, the more powerful that engine is. So the more a person has got that fuel, but he burns it out. That is how he gets closer to Allah Ta'ala. Khoon-e hasrat peeke, wo isharat meeli. And when I drink this blood of my sorrow that I did not fulfill my haram desires and I swallowed it up. To understand that, like anger. Anger is that wine which is for us to drink. Your anger, drink it up. Don't vent your anger. Drink it up. Control your anger. Like that desire also, it is for us to drink it up. Control it. Don't let it go off. And khune hasrat pi ke wo ishrat mili aish do alam hua jis par fida. That the enjoyment of the two worlds of this world, which is so insignificant, but even of jannat, they also made rush. They envied that ishrat, that enjoyment that I got when my desires I did not fulfill them, and what I got on that. The enjoyments of the two worlds are also envying what enjoyment I got by that. Meri hasrat ki baharo ko na pooch. Don't ask what are the enjoyments. The bahar, the season of spring. And the season of spring is so enjoyable to everyone. And meri hasrat ki baharo. The sorrows. Don't ask the condition of the spring of my sorrows. Which sorrows? That I did not break the laws of Allah. I broke my desires. I broke my heart. And that gave me that spring. Don't ask what it was. Ahli ishrat ban gaye mere gada. The people of enjoyment of this dunya became my slaves. We see what all ahlullah, how the people flock at them and how they fall at their feet. But Hazrat also throughout. One time I went in Hazrat's room. One person was busy pressing Hazrat's legs. So Hazrat told me, ask him, who is he? He told me, what work you do? And then Hazrat told me, ask him what is his income. Very huge income. So Hazrat said, see, people like these are pressing my legs today. Hey, the people of the world, top ministers should come by Hazrat. And they should be pressing Hazrat's legs. This is when you sacrifice your haram desires. Allah gives you that position that the people who are in great enjoyment, they also become your slaves. Sabki ishrat dil se bahar ho gayi. Everyone, their enjoyment is out of their heart. Your beautiful house, your beautiful garden, your beautiful car, your beautiful wife, all your enjoyment is out of the heart. Meri hasrat mere dil mein hai sada. And my sorrow, and that sorrow which gives me, what is the sorrow? That I didn't break the law of Allah. I broke my desire. That is forever in my heart. And also one great misconception we have, that we look for enjoyment, we look for contentment outside our heart. Whereas contentment is a quality of the heart. Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Hearts get contentment. But we are looking for contentment in big buildings, big investments, big bank balances, cars. There we are looking for our contentment. We are looking for it in the complete wrong place. Contentment, which Allah has declared, is in the heart. And the hadith has said, al-ghina, ghina nafs, contentment, and to be satisfied is a condition of the heart. It's not having big bank balances and lot of investments. These things cause more problems, psychological problems, all types of problems for their people. And we witness this every day, that it is one deception of shaitan, and we just get involved in it, that I must have more dunya. Whereas those who have understood reality and took the courage to break through that screen, that false screen, they have seen that reality is with you. Your success is in your heart, not in the things outside of you. Be wafa ishrat hai, ya hasrat hai mir. Is this be wafa, unloyal enjoyment? That you are Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali on one occasion said, that all the people that generally I see, the rich people, referring particularly at that time to South Africans, all their enjoyment, wonderful dastarkhan, he says all this is not possible without haram. There is haram involved, then you can have all this. What lifestyles you are living, your big houses. When Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came, at the beginning, the first safar, and he saw South Africans are living it up, big houses, gardens, cars. So Maulana Abdul Hakumar Ji Rahmatullah Ali explained to Hazrat Ji, most of this, they've taken loans from the bank. So there is that haram that involved. Hey, where you going to take a loan for you, driving a posh car, you've got a top house, everything, but if it's a loan from the bank, or in order to maintain it, you have got your wife is also working, your daughters are also working, in order to maintain that lifestyle. And also houses which are like show houses. There are four or five maids working. And there is no parda between the man of the house with that woman. No thought also, they work freely, you also walk around freely. That is also a haram that is involved. You eating wonderful food. One place we went, and wonderful biryani. Then we came to know, the maids prepared it, non-Muslim maids. They prepared all the biryani. So where is the noor in that food, etc. So all this lifestyle, this is that be wafa ishrat. This ishrat, this enjoyment, which is from your disloyalty, you are enjoying this. If you want to live a halal life, you'll have to come down to simplicity. Where your house, for example, your wife manages the house, there is no be pardagi in the house also. We are worried that the person makes, monana makes lot parda from woman. But in your house you got 2-3 maids working. And no parda from them. And it isn't that they are non-Muslim, so there is no parda. Once we were with Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali in Mauritius, and we went for that boat ride with the glass bottom to see all the coral reef and all the what is in the sea. So the person who was in charge and controlling that little boat, he had only a little, not even a nikah, very little he had on. So Hazrat, Allah had blessed Hazrat with what taqwa. Hazrat thought it might be like this, so he took a lungi with him. And Hazrat told me that give him the slungi and told him cover himself. So I told Hazrat, he's a non-Muslim, he's not mukallaf to wear. Muslims are mukallaf, are responsible for the laws of Sharia. Non-Muslims are not responsible. Hazrat said, he is not responsible, but we are responsible. Our eyes are going to fall over and over on his thighs. And there was no temptation in his thighs also. He wasn't that it was something tempting or something. There was absolutely nothing. So Hazrat said, but tell him to cover it. Then Hazrat left it with him and told him to wear it always, that he should cover himself. Well, Hazrat gave him hadiah. So these, if you want to live a halal life, you'll have to come to simplicity. Where in your house, what your wife, she will cook the food, the noor, the barakat in that food. And if today it has started, that the workers, the maids in the house, they slice the onions, they peel the potatoes. Slowly they go to the next step, they put up the pot also. And they add the masala. Soon they are doing all the cooking. And the housewife, this is a natural thing. Dunya's the things pull you like this. And you find that our housewives are doing nothing there. Just their name comes that they have done it. And this also is just like in America and Europe. All the universities with all the big, big departments they have. The top of the department is of that country, whichever country it is. Under him, they've got all the other people who are doing research and doing all the things. They are from Pakistan, from India, Bangladesh, from other countries. They do all the work and the name comes of that person on top. He did this research. And his name is recorded in history. He invented this. He did this research. Whereas he did absolutely nothing. Just like that for our housewives, their name come, they cooked, etc. But somebody else is doing everything. And it's just a whole big farce. So this is that be-wafa ishraq. This enjoyment that we are living, which is not correct, which is disloyal. Ya hasrat hai mir. Or whether you have got that sorrow, that you don't fall into all these things. You rather live a simple life. Also, for example, many people like to host. But to host also is not easy. You have to have somebody preparing the food. And that also you have to see. Somebody serving the food also. And all that in that also. Though to host is a meritorious, a great act. But you are doing it in a haram way. And for example, all the preparation also. Or even how many people on with haram money they are preparing food to host people. And or now when you are serving it. Now you are sitting and you got all the workers. As I explained recently, one place we went and was a good alim. So we were thinking that, yeah, the food, everything. But the first thing we saw, the maid brought the and put. And like no reservation about the thing. That she came in, she's putting the food, bringing the tea, etc. So all these things. So if you want to live a halal life, you'll have to come to simplicity. And if you want to stop life like to show and to do things, you have to do a lot of haram, which is concealed. You make yourself happy that we are pious, but we have got a haram which is involved in that. Soch kar khud faisla kar lo zara. You think, work out the whole thing. Well, you know how you are very, very in everything. You see your credit and your debit. You see your pros and you see your cons. You see your benefits and your harms. See in this, what should you do? Do you want to make a big name that you can make so lot big dawahs and you're driving such a car and you got such a house and your house is a showcase? Or do you want to please Allah and just live a simple life and not get involved in dunya and all these things? You make your own hisab. You see the pros and cons. Nobody will call, regard you as somebody big and that you're driving a smart car or anything. But by Allah you will be safe. And you will be high by Allah Ta'ala. Also, as it comes in Surah Waqiyah, that on the day of Qiyamah, in fact, one of the names of the day of Qiyamah is Rafi'ah Khafidah. That many people who are low in this dunya, nobody had any opinion of them. They will be raised up very high. And many people who were very high in this dunya, oh, he's such a person, they will be dropped right down. So that is what a person should be concerned, and that is what is the reality. Not just an outward show. How many people in various departments of deen, whether they are ulama, whether they are in jamaat, whether they are in khanqah, going every year Umrah and that. But at the back, the life of the family people, or putting them into secular education, you know, and what were things? Unbelievable. Young girls, club left, with a young boy she's going. And on the outside, it's a different, we are pious people, we are running Darul Ulooms, we are teaching in Darul Ulooms, but the wedding in the family, completely against Sharia. And on top of that, making a mockery of those people who don't want to do those wrong things. Making a laugh out of them and saying, you got your vibes and you follow this. And we are, oh, totally. So this double-faced thing, that one side we are like Darul Mustads, we are running Darul Ulooms and everything. We are top Jamaat workers, we are Zimmedars, we are Khanqa, we are top people. But other things are all carrying on. So make your own faisla what you want to do. You want to fool the people, or you want to try fool Allah Ta'ala, or you are worried of your akhirat. This is what a person should be concerned. Unki rahmat mir par saaya fagan. The Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is on Mir. That, for example, if Hazrat is referring to Mir Sahib, yeah, which is in all probability, he didn't get married, he hasn't got a house. If you go and see, perhaps he hasn't got one bag to carry his goods also. Forget a room and a wardrobe. And those who went to the Khanqa saw Hazrat Mir Sahib living just in that main section. And only long after was a glass doors put on. Afterwards, before, it was just some curtains. No, hasn't got his own, but Allah's rahmat is upon him. That is what is the important thing. That of dunya, you hardly got your own one room. You hardly got a bed. You hardly got a bag for your clothes. You got nothing, but Allah's rahmat is upon you. Unki rahmat mir par saaya fagan. Go, zbazahir mir hai gham mein para. Outwardly, somebody might think dunya dar person, oh, and he's a BA graduate. You could have earned so much, you could have put up a big bungalow, you could have a big car, etc. But people who are of Zahir, Ahle Zahir, they think, oh, poor man is suffering. But he himself knows Allah's rahmat is on me. Khajgi unki hamari bandagi. Khajgi, Allah is the king. And the king gives as the king. And we are the slaves of Allah. Mm-hmm. This also we should think that whenever we make namaz, after making our niyyah, just before saying Allahu Akbar, Ya Allah, it's your command. You are the king. I'm your slave. I'm fulfilling your command. That is all. Then see that namaz, how valuable also it will become. Jis tarah paale tu un par reh fida. In whichever way you can get Allah, be sacrificed on that path, how you're going to get Allah Ta'ala. MashaAllah, many brothers write that how, what the benefits they've got from coming in the Khanqa, becoming Ba'at, etc. And this is that path to reach Allah. And be sacrificed on that path. And you go on this path. And unke janib rafta rafta le chala. You'll also see gradually, you are going to Allah. And once you have come to reasonably now, as you are traveling to, for example, you're going from South Africa, winter. You're going to a country where it's summer. So as you come there, you see the hot air, the hot climate. So like this, you'll go to Allah also. As you're going nearer, you'll see by aeroplane, only when the doors of the aeroplane open, you'll feel it. And that's also if the aeroplane is parked on a tarmac. But otherwise, if you're going direct in the building. But if you're going by road, for example, Durban coastal area is warm. Now you leave the cold Gauteng, and as you're coming nearer, you start seeing the difference. You start adjusting your temperature in the car. You start opening your car windows, feeling hot now. So as you are reaching closer to Allah, you'll see the changes coming. But to go in that way towards Allah Ta'ala, and then you will find there. Khanjar-e Taslim se, ey dosto, with the dagger of surrender, oh my friends, surrender your dagger. Don't show I'm a big person in there. Just surrender yourself. Ho rahi hai ghaib se sajja ata. And I'm a big man. I must shout. I must have it my way. Why are you doing? Now you submitted yourself. You'll see Allah is giving you 100 lives. Outwardly, you're not bossing the people and shouting around. But inside you'll feel that great enjoyment which Allah has given you. And the closeness of Allah Ta'ala you will start feeling. Just like as you are coming closer to the coastal area, it's automatic. Now you the hot, the heat, etc. Though your windows are closed, but now you'll feel that it's my air conditioning, I have to adjust it now. Or I have to put it off now. And in fact open my window to get the breeze of outside the sea, breeze, etc. So just like that, when a person, this khanjar taslim, he surrenders it to Allah Ta'ala. The open dagger, he surrenders it to Allah Ta'ala. On that one instance I remember, just one part of it I'll mention. Some kharijis, those people who amongst their wrong aqidas are, a person who commits a major sin is out of the fold of Islam. So they came to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh with their open swords, and they said, if you don't give us a proper answer, yes, the sword, we're going to kill you. So Imam Sahib said, put your swords away, you can't answer and talk with open swords like this in front, you can't talk. They say, no, we have determined we're going to kill you. Then they said, what we want to ask is that if there's a person here who has drunk wine, he has committed zina, all wrong things, haram, then his janaza namaz, he has died. His janaza namaz has to be made. And on the side is a woman who also has committed big, big gunas. Also her janaza namaz has to be made. So can we make it? So Imam Sahib, what Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with, he asked them, first tell me, are these Jews? They say, no, they are not Jews. Are they Christians? No, they are not Christians. Fire worshippers? No. Idol worshippers? No. Who are they? They are Muslims. So you say, you yourself have given the answer. Their belief is that if you commit a guna, you know, but you yourself saying they are Muslims. So they are Muslims, so their janaza namaz must be made. Their big guna doesn't, you have given the answer yourself. Thus they realize that we didn't know what we believe in. And they made tawbah and they corrected their lives. So anyway, this khanjar-e taslim, this dagger of ours, and this dagger, surrender it. All your desires, how you want your tongue, you want to stab the next person, you want to prove your point, how with your hands you want to hit some, surrender all that. And then see that you'll be what life Allah Ta'ala will bless you with. Ahle zahir ko khabar uski nahi. People of dunya, they don't know all these realities. This inside things and this realities, jaan hasrat ko hai jo ishrat ata. This life of hasrat, of sorrow, you're not living it up in the, you're not driving a top car, you're not living in a top house, your garden, your house, your lifestyle, etc. It's not like that. What do the people of dunya know what you are enjoying in your heart? Jaane hasrat ko hai, and especially you yourself are okay still. You have understood. You have become an alim. You went in jamaat. In khanqa. You understand these things. But your wife and her family, all her sisters are married to people with all who want to live a lifestyle, and they are always pouncing on her. Now what is she going to do? And now you have to live in that house with her. You have understood, but now she's a woman, she's weak also. And everyone in the family, they are all dunya people. Now that makes it so hard on a person also. So these people can't understand these things. You have to be very strong to remain firm in such conditions. Ishrate to dushmano ko bhi mile, the enjoyments of this dunya, even enemies, Fir'aun, Haman, today the people of the West. And in the Quran Sharif Allah says that if there wasn't a fear that the Muslims will lose their iman, I should have made their staircases of gold, their doors of gold, their handles of silver. I should have given them so much of this dunya. So that even the non-Muslims, that's not something to hanker after and may cherish it. Today our youngsters, we as parents, my children must become this, he must live it up in the dunya. Who got this that make him a maulana? He'll live a simple life. And let him carry on. And today even maulanas, we want to live it up. Whatever we are earning is not sufficient for us. We want to have more, enjoy more. Now that is not the condition. We shouldn't be fooled by the people of dunya who are going after all these things. Ishrate to dushmano ko bhi mile, aashiko ko apna gham bakhsha sada. And those who are the true lovers of Allah, Allah gave them His love. And that is the greatest thing, that though you don't have anything of this dunya, but you got the love of Allah Ta'ala. Sari dunya ke maze fani mile, they got all this temporary enjoyments of this dunya, which are just going to get finished at any moment. And the enjoyments of this dunya are no more than that sweet little thing you put on your tongue. The minute it passed the tongue, it's gone. And now it's causing you harm. Now if it's something, whether it's sugar, whether it's that ice cream, whether it's that cold drink, whether it's that barfi, whether it's that mithai, now it's causing you your weight problem, now it's causing you your sugar problem, now your arteries are getting blocked and clogged, all these things are happening, just that little enjoyment. So don't be fooled by this little enjoyment and then permanent problems always. How many people who enjoy their cigarettes, but then you see poor people in their old life on oxygen, they can't breathe, what is their condition, how they suffering? So don't be fooled by this temporary things of this dunya. Ghair fani mujhko tera gham mila, and the never ending love of yours, O Allah, you granted that to me. For that little while, you looked after yourself, like normally, not a blanket rule, but normally, a person who's health conscious, he's eating, etc. You see his life in old age also, he's living it nicely, he's not having problems, etc. And spiritually, there is no doubt. There it's not a 100% watertight rule. But spiritually, a person who saves himself from guna in his life is going to enjoyment in the qabr. Forever and ever, what enjoyment is going to? Qabr ki janib hai jin ki manzile. Those people, everyone, all of us who are going towards the qabr. Nobody is going in any direction. You might be thinking, I'm going to Paris or Hong Kong or anywhere. But all, we are moving to our qabr. As we are sitting there, we are moving to our qabr. When we'll sleep tonight, 7-8 hours, we are moving towards our qabr. All are moving. Mustanad unko na tu apna bana. Don't regard those people as your leaders. Who don't realize they're going to the qabr. They think that we are living it up in dunya. We are building our dunya. This empire we are building. This investment we are making. Don't take them as your leaders and don't follow. But today, generally, all of us, who is our ideal? Our children, I want to become like that businessman. I want to become a pilot. I want to become an engineer. All dunya's things. But these temporary things, all our desire. Mother wants my child. He must become a top engineer. He must, and the object, live it up in dunya. And our idea, we don't see akhirat. And what the reality is, the true life, that our eyes don't go to. Dushmano ko aish aabo gil diya. Allah Ta'ala gave the enemy the enjoyment of sand and water. Buildings, cars, these are all material, and they go back to sand. They are all, those Mercedes Benz of this year, the top one, after 10 years, what it becomes. After 20 years, the cars which we drove 20 years ago, today they are all in the scraps. They are all, when they squash them together, make new steel, finish everything. There's nothing left of all those things. Whatever we had, houses that we lived in, now today those houses are completely demolished. There is nothing in this dunya that a person can go after. Dosto ko apna dard dil diya. That those who are the friends of Allah, Allah gave them His love, the love of Allah Ta'ala. Unko sahil par bhi tughyani mili. Even on the shore, they had storms. They are living all in comfort zone. So wonderful. And the highest statistics of suicide by World Health Organization are they. The people who have got all these things of this dunya. Whereas the people who got nothing, they no suicides there. Yeah, they are living a comfortable life. There is a different thing. If they are now also aping this Western lifestyle, then suicides are coming in them. But as long as they live, even non-Muslims, they live their cultural life in their villages, etc. There is no suicide. They are living with peace and happiness. So these people, they with all these things of dunya, they haven't got rest. They haven't got time. They got no peace of mind. Finally, they land up in hospitals, in psychiatric places, in mad hospitals, and they commit suicide. And worse still, all the time you hear, they kill the whole family or all their friends, and then they take their own lives. And we following in that way also. And we are so blind, we can't see what is the end result of that kind of a life. Whereas Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has shown us that way of life where you find peace of mind, contentment of heart. You might not have all that music and all that dressing like that, all that filthy, and then the drugs, and then that woman, and all that. There is absolutely nothing in there. It's not even a bubble on the water. It is nothing whatsoever. And worse than a bubble on the water is a bubble from the nose. When you got a cold and or every mucus collects, and sometimes one bubble comes out. And this dunya is not even that bubble. And what is this dunya? Nothing whatsoever. Dosto ko apna dard dil diya. And those who strive to find Allah, Allah Ta'ala gave them. He is the enjoyment of attachment to Allah and the love of Allah Ta'ala, and which is perpetual, and which is genuine, which is clean, which is solid, which is absolute. That is what Allah. So just overcome this little bit desire of dunya, and then Allah opens those doors. Hey, to go to Durban, you'll have to pass Van Rienen's pass, and you'll have to pass that hole where they trap you, even if you go over 60 there. And usually it's raining there, and it's musty there, but you'll have to pass that, pass it, and then you'll come to the warm place there. Unko sahil par bhi tughyani mili. They on the shore also, they got all storms. Mujhko tufanu mein bhi sahil diya. And Allah, you gave me, even in the storms, you gave me, you kept me in comfort zone. Because you were with me. So when you are with me, what problems I got? May Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah. We read last week Maulana Abdul Mateen's letter to Hazrat. In the second letter we wrote, which is recorded in this kitab, Hazrat's reply. Bi ismihi ta'ala mukarrami Maulana Abdul Mateen sahab zidat tawfiqat hasanatuhum. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Aapke halat se qalb masroor hua. Reading your conditions, my heart has become happy. And why not? When you produce something, a carpenter makes his bowl, makes his furniture, and it comes out beautiful, how happy you feel. Anyone? And a sheikh, when his murid got the qualities which he wanted him to have. And like that, alhamdulillah, which keeps us sticking very much, how many of our murids when they write, and there are so many, and the good conditions that keeps us sticking, we become so happy that mashallah, what we wanted is being achieved. Qabz, and then Hazrat explains, qabz or bas dono zaruri hai. Qabz is constipation, and best is when you are feeling nice, when you haven't got constipation. Both of them go along together. A person in dunya, when you have constipation, you can't eat. Best food is put there, but you're feeling very full. You haven't relieved yourself. No appeal in that food, no matter how good the food. And sometimes when your stomach works well, you just had a good workout, and now you come under the dasturkhan, then you enjoy that food. So spiritually also the same thing. Sometimes many friends write about this condition also, which is very common, that sometimes we don't have enjoyment for salat, for tilawat. We don't seem that eagerness, that we don't seem to enjoy. That is called qabz. You are in spiritual constipation. And now you are not enjoying it. And sometimes those conditions come where you just look forward to it. To get up, you're getting up half an hour, 1 hour before for your tahajjud. And you're just enjoying it also. And your tilawat, your zikr, you are enjoying. And other times you're just forcing yourself. Like a formality you are doing. So Hazrat writes, which Maulana Abdul Mateen Sahib had written about, these two things go together all the time. Qabz and bas, constipation, and to be nicely relieved. Spiritually, this also goes together all the time. Warna dawam bas se ibtila ujab wa kibar hota hai. And also that if you're all the time, you are just enjoying your ibadah, you are enjoying your tilawat, your zikr, everything, there is a very great fear you are going to fall into pride and vanity. That I'm, mashallah, see my condition. 5 years, 10, 20 years, my tahajjud, how I cry in my namaz. But when you, sometimes you don't, then you say, I'm so useless. And this, that condition is in fact more loved by Allah Ta'ala. That I'm making namaz for 50 years, but still I'm not getting enjoyment in my namaz. But you, the faras, you're doing your faras, that is what is required. We must just carry on what we have to do. Conditions, when Allah gives, alhamdulillah. And when Allah doesn't give, no problem. That kaifiyat, that qualities of enjoyment and that, when if it's not there, that's not required. That's not faraz. Faraz is to make your namaz. And make shukr on you are making namaz, you are making your zikr, your tilawat. On that Allah will increase you. Right? So, otherwise a person, pride can come in a person. Jab bas ki halat ho, to shukr kare. And when you are enjoying your ibadat, make shukr. It's a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. Or jab qabz ki halat taari ho, to aahu zari, or ashkbari, or kasrat istighfar se, qurb hasil kare. And when you're not enjoying your ibadat, but you're doing it still, I have to do it, it's faras. I have to do it, but you're not enjoying, you're not looking forward, you're not getting that extra release in that ibadat, then sigh and plead to Allah Ta'ala. Cry to Allah Ta'ala. Make lot of istighfar. Get engaged in that ibadat now. And that is also good for you. Now you are making that ibadat. Sa'atan kada wa sa'atan kada. Little, sometimes this way, sometimes that way. Sometimes shukr, sometimes sabr. Sometimes crying to Allah, sometimes being happy of one's condition. Further, Hadhrat ji, kina aur hasad mein saaf farak kya hai? He asked this question, what is the difference between kina and hasad? Hasad, jealousy, kina, that your heart is dirty towards somebody. And there's a natural thing, it comes, you have become jealous of somebody and you have to take the treatment. And it comes, and mashallah, many friends write also, that we find we have got this jealousy for this person, or my heart is dirty towards this person. These are natural things that come. Now you have to take the treatment, don't just leave it like that. Is tarah hirs or tamam? In the same way, hirs, greed. And tama, which will also translate as greed. But they are two different words, they are two different things. He is asking what is the difference. Hazrat replies, Kina mein qalb par sahib e ni'mat se thikal rehta hai. Kina, when your heart is dirty towards somebody, all the time a heaviness is found in the heart, on the heart. You find that heaviness with regard to that person. Whether he's in front of you, he's not in front of you. All the time you've got that ill feeling and a heaviness on the heart. Aur hasad mein zawal ni'mat ki tamanna mustazad rehti hai. And in hasad, jealousy, all the time, That ni'mat which he's got, for which I'm jealous about him, that feeling is increasing, that ni'mat must go away. He mustn't, he's always making takbir awla, I hope he can stop with that. Something you are jealous of that. Oh, he's got a nice car, I hope he can come in an accident. Or that car can get, that is increasing all the time. So in kina, when your heart is dirty towards somebody, you are finding a heaviness on your heart. And in hasad, jealousy, this feeling in your heart is increasing, that ni'mat must be taken away from that person. And all this needs treatment. And those who are conscious, they write for their treatment. And others which also Hazrat explains very beautifully, some are not even conscious, they don't ask, or we'll treat it ourselves. We know the treatment. We don't have to ask anyone. We don't even need a sheikh in our life. We are our own sheikh. Hirs ka ta'alluk aur itlaq khair par bhi hota hai. Then the other that he asked about hirs and tama. So hirs, greed. The word hirs, which is greed, it is used in our terminology for good and bad. Jaise harisun alaikum ay ala imanikum wa salah shanikum. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is greedy upon you, upon the good, your iman, your good condition. He's eager, it was. And that is what every ustad wants from his student. Every parent wants from the children. Every sheikh wants from his murid. They are greedy that my murids must become the best. Good qualities must become. For that hadith is used, for that also, and for the negative, for wrong things also. And tama on the other hand, کا اطلاق اکثری فیتمع الذی فی قلبه مرض کے نو سے ہوتا ہے. طمع is usually used for negative things. حریص is used for positive and negative. طمع is used for negative things. That was the difference. Further he writes, اور جن مواقم عجب و کبر یا ریا کی شبہات ہو, وہاں یہ عجب و کبر و ریا ہے یا اس کا وسوسہ, اس کی تعین بالجزم کیسے کرو. There are those occasions in a person's life where he's got the doubt that I'm doing it for pride, for name and fame, for show. And pride is coming in me. Vanity is coming in me. And there is the other time when actually you realize that actually I'm doing this for name and fame. So actually please, Hazrat, tell me what is the difference between when am I doubting? Sometimes you're just doubting. Sometimes it is a reality. That when am I actually doing things for name and fame? When am I actually doing things because of pride, etc.? And when is it just a doubt of pride? It's not actually pride, but just a doubt, or a doubt of doing things for show. What is the difference? These are so necessary and important things which we all go through all the time. Jawab: waswasa kibar wagaira aur asal marz ka farak ye hai. The doubt of this pride, which are all major sicknesses, and or asal farak or wagaira or asal marz, and actually having pride, the doubt of pride and pride. The doubt of doing things for show and actually doing for things for show. These things, the difference, کہ وسوسہ عجب و کبر و ریا کے لیے اذیت قلب ضروری ہے. That in, کہ اصل مرض کا فرق یہ ہے کہ when you have the doubt, it's not actually you have got pride. It's not actually you are doing things for show. But you got the doubt that I'm doing it for show. So when that is the condition, you will find a pain in your heart. That you'll be doubting yourself. Just like Ibn Mulaika rahmatullah alayhi says, I met 30 of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu who feared nifaq, hypocrisy upon. So they fear, that worry is in you. That is a proof that it isn't pride. If you got that worry. And on the other hand, or asal mu'ajib, or asal mutakabbir, or asal murai, کو اپنے مرض و عجب و کبریا سے تکلیف کا احساس نہیں ہوتا. And a person who's got pride in him, and a person who's doing things for name and show, he is not concerned. He doesn't even think about it. He is just carrying on. So a person who's got that worry, that person is safe from pride in that. And a person who that thought hardly comes to him, he's not worried also. That person is involved actually in pride and in show, etc. سے تکلیف کا احساس نہیں ہوتا جس کا سبب غفلت قلب ہے. His heart is not conscious of his islah. He's not conscious of his meeting with Allah Ta'ala. He's just carrying on in everything. And in fact, more openly he'll do things. Like he'll go on YouTube. And his photo is there. And he's calling people to follow him. And no concern about anything. His photos are floating around. He's doing things for show. And the thought doesn't come to him that I'm doing it for name and fame. This person is actually involved in name and fame. But a person who's worried about it and always is chiding himself and is doubtful, I think I'm a big show off. I'm just doing things for name and fame. That person is safe. And the person who has no thought of it, that person is involved. We'll read this one last one. حضرت جی بہت زیادہ محتاج توجہ ہو. I need a lot of your توجہ, your دعا. حضرت جی اللہ کے واسطے توجہ فرمائیں. These are quotes from his letter which حضرت is replying. اللہ کے واسطے بہت زیادہ توجہ چاہتا ہوں. And this is the true person, a salik, a murid also, who all the time wants somebody's dua. And whose dua is better than your shaykh? That a person who never asks for duas. He never asks that make tawajjuh on me, make my dua. There are many of our friends, mashallah, who regularly write and they're asking for duas. And so humbly they ask. But others are totally independent. No concern. We don't need the duas of our shaykh, of our big people. We are all right. We are ourselves. We are big buzurgs. So what we need the dua of anyone else. So on that, Hazrat writes, دل سے دعا کرتا ہوں. آپ میری صحت و برکت عمر کے لیے دعا کیجئے. I'm making dua for you from my heart. And this is helps a person tremendously when he writes like this, when he asks for these duas, and even if the sheikh didn't say a word, but from his heart that you are moving forward. But when you don't ask, you and you're acting independent, you don't need the du'as or anything, you become stagnated. You just where you are. Kamzori mehsoos hoti hai. Hazrat says, I feel a lot of weakness in me. So physically, bodily, Hazrat at that age was going through that. So these are very important. These are very important for our Islah. It's not only that what Maulana is such a great person, but for us to take lesson and to correct ourselves. Husn-e Khatima ka nusha number 10. The two other, we did the prescription for guaranteed mort on Iman. One is Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith, and one is to answer Adhan and to read the dua after that. Yet the third one, Miswak Karna, to make Miswak. This is another guaranteed prescription to die on Iman. Allama Shami bin Abidin rahmatullah alayh, قرم تراز ہے کہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ارشاد فرماتے صلاة المسواق افضل من سبعین صلاة بدون سواق, that a namaz in which you made miswak in your wuzu, that namaz is better, 70 times more superior than the miswak, than that namaz which you, in which, for which you did not make miswak. And this year Hadrat also explained, like many Arabs have got this habit, before every namaz they will make miswak. Now that miswak is in the wuzu. When you start, when you're making your wuzu, then when you gurgle your mouth, that's the time to make miswak. And for whichever namazes with that wuzu will be 70 times more superior. And just that every time Hadrat says they're using the miswak, just like that, they don't wash it also. But take it, put it back in the pocket or in their container or something. Every time. And they don't wash it. So Hazrat say, that is not correct. Do it in your wudu. And then you wash your miswak, you put your miswak away in your pocket, wherever you are keeping your miswak. So for that. So, and then further, sunnat miswak ki barkat se, maut ke waqt kalma shahadat yaad aa jayega. By the sunnat miswak, the barkat of it, at the time of maut, you will be reminded, you will remember kalima shahadat, which is a very great thing. Wa min manafi'ihi tadhkiru shahadat inda al-maut. رزقنا الله تعالى بمنه وكرمه. Allah will grant us to remember to read kalima shahadat. May Allah out of His kindness bless us with this. Miswak pakarne ka masnoon tariqa, and there is a sunnat way of holding the miswak also. Bahawala Shami jil awwal, bariwayat Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that the sunnat way of holding the miswak is this way here, that you have your miswak, chungliya, choti ungli ko miswak ke niche, your small finger, you keep it under the miswak, or anghuta miswak ke upar hissa ke niche rakhe, and your thumb you keep at the bottom, and the three fingers on top, the middle three fingers on top. And Hazrat explained to us that by keeping it this way, there isn't, you can't put lot force, otherwise if you hold it like this, you can harm your, you can hurt your gums and your teeth. So by holding it in this way, there isn't all that force. You clean your teeth, but you won't put that force and your gums start bleeding, and your teeth, you injure your teeth. No. So this is the sunnat way of holding the miswak. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. We read a little bit of Masnavi also. The story of Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullah alayhi, one of his stories. All his stories are so beneficial. One, ek raat Hazrat Sultan Mahmud Shahi rahmatullah alayhi, Shahi libas utar kar aam libas mein raiyat ki nigrani ke liye tanha gasht farma rahe the. On one night he was the king. But he wanted to know, and this is a very important thing, to know the condition of his people, of his subjects, what is happening. Not to just get the reports. Today we only rely on reports, but personally. And mashallah, our Hadrat, Allah give us also tawfiq. Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib rahmatullah alayh, when an ijtima used to take place, 2 o'clock at night, 3 o'clock, you should walk around and see what is happening. What's the condition? You should go to the cooks, their section. Go to the other sections and see. So this is a, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala is the sunnah. They should make gush middle of the night and see what's the condition, what is happening. Allah give us also tawfiq. So he, King Mahmud Ghaznavi, he also went out one night, wearing ordinary clothes that nobody can make him out, that he is the king. He saw one group of crooks, a few crooks, a group of them, ke aapas mein kuch mashwara kar raha hai. They are making some mashwara. Choron ne Sultan Mahmud ko dekh kar daryaft kiya ki ye shakhs tu kaun hai. Those crooks saw he has one person walking middle of the night. Who is he? Asked him, who are you? He was wearing ordinary clothes. They couldn't make him out. Badshah ne kaha ki main bhi tumhi mein se ek hoon. I'm also one from like you. The two meanings. I'm also a human like you. But they took it. I'm also a crook. You people are crooks. I'm also one crook. Woh log samjhe ki ye bhi koi chor hai. That he is also a crook. Isliye saath le liya. They say, you join us. We want more stronger. We got more manpower. Phir aapas mein baatein karne lage. They were discussing amongst themselves. Aur ye mashwara hua ki har ek apna apna hunar bayan kare. And they decided everyone must say, what can he do? What is his achievement? When we go and rob somewhere, what are you good in? Everyone must say what he's good in. Taaki wahi kaam uske supur kar diya jawe. Then what he's good in, we give him that job. Ek ne kaha sahibo, one said, main apne kaano mein aise khasiyat rakhta hoon ke kutta jo kuch apne aawaz mein kehta hai main sab samajh leta hoon ki wo kya keh raha hai. The one said that my achievement is this, that when the dog barks, and for us it's just a dog barking, but every bark has got a different message in it. My one cousin who was living on the farm, he said that, for example, they hear the dog bark, he makes out that there's some sound, some crooks or somebody more moving around. Sometimes the dog sees a snake, then it's a different bark. I make out that now he has seen a snake. Or whatever, everything, I make out the different sounds. So like that, this person said, I know the sounds of dogs, that when they bark, what message are they giving in there? دوسرے نے کہا, the second one said, میری آنکھوں میں ایسی خاصیت ہے کہ جس شخص کو اندھیری رات میں دیکھ لیتا ہوں اس کو دن میں بلا شک و شبہ پہچان لیتا ہوں. I've got this quality that whoever I see at night also, in the day I'll recognize him. I won't make a mistake. Whoever I see, I will recognize that person. تیسرے نے کہا کہ میری بازوں میں ایسی خاصیت ہے کہ میں ہاتھ کے زور سے نقب لگا لیتا ہوں. The third one said, I've got so much strength in my hands, my body, power I've got, that I can make a hole in a wall. And in those days, mostly mud walls, and easy for me just to make a hole, I've got so much strength in me. یعنی گھر میں داخل ہونے کے لیے مضبوط دیوار میں بھی ہاتھ سے سوراخ کر دیا. Strong wall also, with my hands, I will make a hole, and I will be able to go through. چوتھے نے کہا, the fourth one said, کہ میری ناک میں ایسی خاصیت ہے, that in my nose, my smelling, or power of smelling, I've got this ability, کہ مٹی سون کر معلوم کر لیتا ہوں کہ اس جگہ خزانہ مدفون ہے یا نہیں. That I can smell where there is money. Where there is money, where there is treasure. And today if the crooks have that, if they can smell that, or they have a machine and they can find out, so he said, I can smell where there is treasure, so we don't waste our time. Where there is nothing, we go and waste our time. I take you to the right places. جیسے مجنوں نے بغیر بتلائے ہوئے خاک سن کر معلوم کر لیا تھا کہ اس جگہ لیلا کی قبر ہے. Like مجنون, we also, his love for Layla. He was not informed, and when she passed away and was buried, but he could smell her qabr. He took him directly to her qabr, and he smelled. پانچویں شخص نے کہا کہ میرے پنجے میں ایسے قوت ہے کہ محل خواہ کتنا ہی بلند ہو, لیکن میں اپنے پنجے کی زور سے کمندر کو اس محل کے کنگرا میں مضبوط لگا دیتا ہوں. The fourth one said that I've got such in my grasp is so strong that no matter how high a wall is, I'll get over it. And we see many of these people, they just, walls mean nothing to them. Once we were traveling to train to Cape Town, and at one train station where the train stopped, they got the security fence quite high. And the small little children, it was no job for them. They just climbed it over and came the other side. So some people have got that quality. So he say, no matter how high a wall is, I can get over it. And if we have to study a little bit of the Taliban, and the Mujahideen before, in the time when the Russians invaded Afghanistan. We will be shocked what capabilities their own body, what they can do, which we cannot do with machinery and with arms and ammunition or with dynamite, what they can do just with their body. So he said, I can jump over a high wall. Aur is tarah makan mein aasani se dakhil hota hu, and I entered the place very easily. Phir sabne milkar badshah se daryaft kiya ki ye shakhs tere andar kya hunar hai. They asked the king, what have you got, what quality, jisse chori karne mein madad mil sake, that we can, it help us in our stealing. Badshah ne jawab diya, the king said, meri daari mein aisi khasiyat hai ke phansi ke mujrimon ko jab jalladon ke hawale kar diya jata hai, that my beard has got such an effect that if the crooks are now found guilty, death sentence, and hand it over to the hangman, hang this man, he must be, I got such an effect in my beard, us waqt agar meri daari hil jati hai to sab usi waqt rahai pa jate hai. If my beard just moves a little bit, then all of them, they won't get the death sentence, they will be free. He's the king. If he just says that, no death sentence for him, finish, the judge found him guilty, but he's the king, whatever he will say. Yani jab main tarahum se daari hila deta hoon, out of my mercy, when I will shake my beard a little bit, to mujrimeen ko qatl ki saza se fil faur najat hasil ho jate. Those people who are going to be hanged, immediately they will be released. The presidential pardon I will give them. Ye sunte hi choro ne kaha, hearing this all the king said, hey hamare khud, oh our great man, kyunki yom-e mashaqqat mein khalasi ka zariya, on the day of difficulty and hardship, aap hi hai, it's only you who can help us. Yani agar hum pakre jave to aapki barkat se chhoot jayenge. If we get caught by your barkat, we will be all released also, and we will get saved. So in this way, the further we will read what happened, and great lessons in this for us to learn. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, this weekend will be our Islahi Jalsa, taking place from Yawmul Jumu'ah till Yawmul Ahad in Port Shepstone. Humble request for all brothers to participate, to encourage others to take part also, and those who could not make, at least to make dua and to listen on the live streaming. Then inshallah, next week, Thursday, Yawmul Khamis, it is the 19th, 11th and 12th of Shaban, the 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st of May, Hazrat will be traveling to Swaziland. So those brothers who want to join Hazrat, inshallah, should please inform Hazrat as quickly as possible and try to make the arrangements.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Shafi'ina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa Ashabihi wa Bariku Sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولشيخنا ولمشائخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.